This is VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Numbers told the story, they always do.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
Hour number three of a numbers game at VSiN, the sports betting network, VSiN.com, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and of course, SiriusXM Channel 158. It's Gil Alexander right here on a numbers game. Kelly's behind the glass. Crack's about to join us here momentarily. It is Texas Tech is a favorite everywhere now. -1 is the low mark over here at Circa. DraftKings at 1.5 right before kickoff. So much like Miami took a stream of money before game time yesterday to get that all the way down to 7.5. Now the favorite has flipped in this first of the three quarters today between Texas Tech and Oregon at Hard Rock Stadium. This is going to be very interesting, but there's the flow of money. We get tweets of beating the book. Warrior 013, Matt, I wheeled Kenyon Sadiq anytime touchdown on 5 different parlays today. Let's go. And, of course, the Oregon tight end as we're about to kick off in this ballgame. Steve the Proxy, I hope you, Kelly, and the ANG team have a happy new year. Are we sure anyone had a happier new year than Miami Hurricanes mascot Michael Irvin? Yeah, he was losing his mind last night. Mike Zills, Duke 90, if you want to do Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, stay at the Midtown Hilton on 6th Avenue. No line, right on route. Sometimes parade is out your window. Also, good activity the night before. Late night Central Park West. Watch balloons get blown up as well. And then also the Central Park New Year's Eve 5K is fun, he says, if you're into parades. This is from Brian Silver. I just changed my head strategy due to rising Falcons money line. Did a little on McMillan -120. Travion 12-1. Still heavily weighted towards Shuck. A lot of CSI tweets. There's David Caruso tweet from Mike Sills. Dan at DPS 01844 says, have you ever heard of Melina Kanakaridis? I hadn't heard her name, but then when I clicked on and I saw her picture, I am familiar with her. Kevin Ryan, Gil, I have been listening to the entire show and have not heard the upside commercial once. It's truly going to be a great year. And then this from Buddhist Man, and this is a great sort of segue into the crack man. He said, as much as we all love Tax Law Radio with Gil and Kelly, can you talk a little about any adjustments you'll be making a how you'll be betting sports, video, poker, contests, etc. this upcoming year? Without further ado, Unscripted with the Crack Man, Bill Krakenberger. Let's do it. Oh, yeah. Get it. What up, Billy?
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
And Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year.
Everyone at VSiN, all the staff here that comes in and does their work here no matter what, the rain, like you know, what is it, rain, sleet, or shine, the Postal Service and VSiN, they get here no matter what.
And you as well.
Yeah. No.
Well, showing up on New Year's Day. We appreciate it.
And thank you to our loyal listeners. I just said that. You have such a
greatest listeners.
Great, you know, I say that only on your show.
Yeah.
Because if you say it on more shows, then that dilutes it, and it's wrong. This is really true. We really have good, supportive listeners. And
they're the best.
I was pretty surprised by what's going on in here. There's a lot of people here so early in the morning. Now, granted, last night was New Year's Eve, I know, but people are up early for this Oregon-Texas Tech game. There's about 50 people waiting to get in. To get seats here at Circa behind us, and a nice mixed crowd there. Real serious too. I see some people cheering already.
A lot of Ducks uniforms, a lot of Oregon uniforms.
This whole section here is Texas Tech, and I seen people like coming in, like cheering them. And then there's a lot of Oregon people online.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know what? It leads me to my old Bronx Tale line, though. They don't care about you. Why do you care about them? Thought, see if you can't pay your rent. See if you can go to the coach of Oregon.
I thought
see
you were going to
loan me the money.
I thought you were going to go to the or the sound of Italian men romancing their dates.
Right. Hey, Marie, get in the effing car.
Get in the car. No, I'm sorry. Say that again.
It's the old Bronx Tale line, you know, when the kid, Mickey Mantle, everyone knows it. And the kid threw away his baseball cards after the mobster, Sonny, said to him, hey, see if your father can't pay the rent. See if Mickey Mantle will pay. He don't care about you. What do you care about? Now, I'm not trying to be so rude and harsh and stuff, but people go to Oregon. I understand there's people go to Texas Tech, so of course they support their university. But I know a lot of people that are mad at their universities because they continually ask them for money after they graduate.
Oh, this is constantly. I'm on board with these people.
Okay, they're constantly.
John Mulaney, you know, the comic John Mulaney used to write for Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. I think he's married to Olivia Munn. Maybe she's.
Right.
I don't know if they're married or not. But anyway, he's a baby daddy. he has a comedy bit about this. He goes, he goes, and in his voice, he does it very funny, but he's like, let's understand what the transaction is. I pay you.
Right.
I go to your university. You teach me for 4 years and then it's over. You don't get to then ask me for money for the rest of my life.
Oh, I never heard it.
Oh, yeah. It's all.
And my cousin who graduated from Fordham and then onto MIT, he actually says, it's amazing that here we are 35 years later and they're still asking him for money constantly, constantly. And this was like 2 years ago he said this. So and then
I've
still
also
asking
asked mine. I was like, stop sending me stuff, man. Stop sending me stuff.
Yeah.
And they find you no matter what.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll stop for a second, then they'll find you.
Again. I have mine also that does it on the streets of the Bronx. They're still saying, trying to shake
your
me
own,
down.
Your own school of hard knocks.
Yeah, my own school. Those guys on the corner.
Let me ask you about this as the game is set to begin.
Yeah.
So we saw this unbelievable influx of money now. Oregon was a 2.5-point favorite. Then they were a 2-point favorite. And now it's all the way swung. Texas Tech is the favorite. And this is all within the last 30 minutes to an hour, really, of doing a numbers game. Last night, same thing, right? Miami was a 9.5-point dog. Then at some point, I looked up like an hour before the game, and all of a sudden, Miami was a 7.5-point dog. Like the money just came flowing in on the Hurricanes.
Yep.
This is always fascinating to me because I made the point last segment. I'm like, this just shows how we're too close to the sun, right? Like when we're talking to a betting audience. They're locked in. They're a sophisticated betting audience. So, of course, they're not going to wait till the last second to bet these things. But the truth is that 95% of bettors still do this.
Yes, you could see it in every sports book across America. Yeah. People getting shut out that are in the books and they're online and they don't know who they want to bet. But they have to have action on every game, especially the early morning 9 a.m. game. And, they get shut out. They don't know who they want. But the last minute, and you're right, and that's probably a good number. People that are in casinos, I would say in the 90s, 90% just don't, they just want action. They don't know what they want. Interesting that this particular move, Fez said something to me this morning, a betting secret. Hope I could say this, Fez.
Not a secret anymore.
Betting secret. Line moves early games. They never reverse early in the morning. They just keep moving. Everyone is betting who their touts told them to bet the night before. If there's a reversal, it doesn't happen until 1 minute before post. So it's interesting that this game did move this way because I was hearing more Oregon out there. So
not me.
Oregon means, yeah. So it's kind of interesting. I know that the sharp group that I know early in the week bet the under on the first half here. Is it still 24?
Dr. Bob is on the Dr. Bob has a strong opinion, not a best bet on the full game under. So that tracks with him.
Yeah. First half under 24, you can get right here at Circa and Superbook. Now, I wouldn't recommend betting like last minute here when you have an efficient market. However, this is a first half market that most people don't look. Public doesn't look at first half.
Agree.
So if even me on NFL this year, I'm holding my own betting first half totals in the NFL day of the game. So I would understand how you can win, be a winning sports bettor, betting the day of the game. You know, you have like weeks with these games to get down the right side and iron them out. Like Texas money came in real early and then it moved up to like 7, 6.5. And then it moved way down yesterday. And Texas luckily got there, actually.
Talking about the Michigan game yesterday.
Michigan game.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have some time to iron these things out. Sometimes it's amazing that it doesn't, it's actually amazing that they bounce back. A lot of times I look and I know it's just buyback. Some people... There's so many people trying to middle and scalp. Let's call it middle, though. It's football season. Most of them really don't know the pulse of the market, so they're more guessing, or they're chasing steam. They see something on a screen, they're chasing some steam. Well, now the buyback comes in late. You don't know what's real sometimes. You have to be in that pulse of the market.
Yeah.
So
you used to do that. You said when you were an early bettor, early in your betting life, you used to do a lot of that.
If it wasn't for that, in the 90s, I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I built up a bankroll.
Yeah.
I only started this little thing of ours here with $1,000.
Yeah.
I was working two jobs, went down to Atlantic City, met someone that changed my life. I talked about this. Most listeners know. And that guy in the early 90s, he literally showed me about middling and scalping. And it was the 90s when the internet wasn't even out yet. So it was just talked about and starting. And It was a better time for meddling and scalping, actually, because real simply, you didn't know what the other sports books had. You had to have their lineup. You had to call up for rundowns. And even if you were here in Vegas, the famous four corners with the banks of pay phones and stuff, that was just unbelievable. It was paved there.
That was Churchill Downs? Where was the famous?
Well, the four corners was here you have where the Bellagio is now. You had the Barbary Coast behind that. You had there was a little casino behind that. Bourbon Street behind that. You had the Maxim. You had Bally's across the street. You had of course Caesar's Palace over there. So you had so many different lines.
Yeah.
You can get
all run by different shops. At
all different
point.
Shops, yeah. And you're physically running around.
Yeah.
You know. They had those big antique cell phones, the box-like ones.
From Wall Street.
Gordon Gekko on the beach.
Uh-huh.
But
where was the bank of the payphones, the famous payphones?
Almost everywhere, but Stardust was the popular one.
Okay.
That was down a little bit
I don't
more.
Know why I got Churchill Downs in my head.
Yeah,
not Churchill Downs, Kentucky, but Churchill Downs, the book that was here.
The sports book. Yeah. That's a little before me. Those standalone books are before me.
Yeah. And they were all named after like horse tracks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. They were. You're right about that. Yeah, it was a fun time. When we come back from break, I have a play from Mr. Randy McKay.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We'll do that. I also want to get your answer to this question that Buddhist posed, which is New Year's resolutions. Obviously, you do in life, but also in sports betting. Do you have any in terms of changing your betting behavior in 2026? Is something you take away from 2025 that you might want to share? Give you a little break to think about that as well.
Cool.
Bill Krakenberger, Unscripted. Right here on A Numbers Game at VSiN as Oregon and Texas Tech await kickoff on a beautiful New Year's Day in college football. Coming back. You're here because you want an edge. That's what separates listeners from winners. But let's be real, mindset alone doesn't get bets home. Pros win because they've got the tools, the data, and the discipline. And now so can you. VSiN Pro gives you access to the same real-time insights the sharps use. No secrets, no fluff, just actionable info that moves markets. Tap the link and see why serious bettors are turning knowledge into profit with VSiN Pro.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on A Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Don't forget about Omaha Steaks, where football meets flavor, with VSiN and Omaha Steaks, the official sponsor of tailgating. And right now, when you spend $129, you can score 2 pounds of fully cooked chicken wings plus 50% off site-wide at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Don't wait. Spend $129, get 2 pounds of wings, and save 50% site-wide on steaks and more at omahasteaks.com/VSIN. That's omahasteaks.com/VSIN. Minimum purchase required. See site for details. Oregon received the opening kickoff, and they are matriculating the ball down the field. They are in plus territory, but they're going to face a third and long here at the Texas Tech 21-yard line 3 minutes into this ball game. The second of the four college football quarterfinals. We get tweets of beating the book. This is from Jack Olaquire. Oh, no. Yeah, Jack, let me read yours first here. He says, Gil coming out to Circa tomorrow. Unfortunately, we won't be on the stage holding one of those big checks, but we're coming anyway for the madness. If you, Kelly, or Cracker are going to be at Circa Saturday or Sunday, hopefully we'll catch up with you. I won't be there Saturday or Sunday, but Saturday or Sunday, but maybe Kelly or Crack will be. Chris Heath, before the Circus Circus Reno book was bought by William Hill, there were four separate books in Reno within a quarter mile of each other. JD in Florida, Bill, you ever think about writing a book? You've seen and lived through more than most will in their lives. I think it would be a solid read. Happy New Year.
That's
book?
Very nice of people.
Ever a book in your future?
A lot of people have said that to me. If I can only jot all these things down, these little stories.
Yeah.
I even have some couple for today. You might as well give this game out because it's moving everywhere.
Please do.
And people knew because people know he bets Illinois State.
Yeah.
So, yes, Randy, on Monday, January 5th game, Illinois State, it's still plus 10.5 at BetMGM and South Point. Oh, and Pinnacle. So you got plus 10.5. Caesars plus 10.5, minus 13. That's fine. It was 10.5. And there is, there's some book. Yeah. FanDuel still has 10.5. So there is some of the legals too at 10.5. So there you guys go. Illinois State plus the 10.5.
Illinois State plus 10.5 is
he's been hot
Randy
with
McKay's FCS national championship play against Montana State. That is in 4 days, right? That is four days from now.
Yep.
Okay.
No Monday Night Football, I don't think, that day.
No Monday Night Football.
So there you go. There's your Monday Night Football. Get the action in now.
Montreal Max, Happy New Year to you both. Bill, Gil, Crack.
My man.
Bringing up the phone banks reminds me of my mid-20s, running between Castaway, Santa Anita, Stardust, and The Riv, as well as the notorious Austin's book that stiffed me in 1985. Josie714, Happy New Year's to the best show on VSiN and the two best hosts. Yes, Kelly, you got promoted and two best guests. Thank you, Josie. Happy New Year to you as well. This is from, let's see. Oh, Chris Heath adds, I wouldn't mind hearing that Keep the Hopper Full story again from Bill.
What story?
Keep the Hopper Full? What was that story?
Oh, yeah, that was my original thing. Let me first address Max.
Please.
Then I'll get to the Hopper Full. So Max is someone that was in town here, and he was in the know. He was working for many, many large organizations. That's all I'll say. And those books are before me, and that must have been a glorious time. It really must have been. And however, he said he was stiff there. And yeah, the Gary Austin's book, who Gary just died, and Gary stiffed people, and yet I know people that are in the know, and them telling me, and maybe this is not really a question for you, Max, but more of a comment. I almost had words with someone that I really respect in the industry saying there was a lot more to that story. He really didn't stiff people. It's not really like that. Well, Max is living proof there, and I also know some other people living proof. And just to hear that solidifies what I thought. I think he paid the people he had to pay, this Gary Austin guy. Mm. And went offshore, went to Tradewinds, made multi-millions and millions of dollars. He was busted with a couple of years ago in Florida. You could just do a search on his name. You could see they went into his house. They found gold bullions. They took like literally an upwards of a $20 million seizure. So he has to live with that, what he did to people. So, how can you have I still don't know, and maybe Mass can answer this in a DM to me. How can some sports book stiff somebody? A legal licensed sports book on the strip, by the way. It was on the strip. Can you stiff customers? How can a sports book go out of business?
Was it a mob-related reason? No, definitely.
It's a single little, even if it was, though, you're a legal licensed sports book.
I'm saying.
Let's use I'll use Boomers because it's just a single sports book.
Yeah.
So a single sports book like Boomers, how can they just go out of business and steal everyone's money?
Well, they can't today, but what I'm saying is back in the day, who knows what the dynamic was.
Maybe back in the day you said the same thing, people. No, seriously, maybe it was. That's what I'm saying. I really don't know the inner workings of that, how that worked, but it's unbelievable. That's pretty scary.
It is. Yeah. Atticus Sappington, by the way, 50-yard field goal for Oregon. Oregon is up 3-0, a little less than 5 minutes into this ballgame. What about the Buddhist man question? I don't want you to forget what you're about to do.
No, I was going to talk about the other guy's question. Do either one. Buddhist man's fine.
Buddhist man's question was about, did you glean anything from 2025 to change your sports betting behavior in 2026?
I really haven't put a lot of thought into it.
Yeah.
I'm not playing too much video poker. I played a lot of video poker the last couple of years. Now, they did raise the threshold, I'm told. You don't get a tax ticket now for $1,200 no more. It's the tax ticket is $2,000. So if you hit for $1,900, supposedly the credit's just going on the machine. I don't know if these machines in every casino are set up to do exactly that. They may still freeze up if you hit $1,500 or $1,300. They may still freeze up. A slot attendant may even have to bring you the money. So I would think the slot attendants are upset, because they're not going to get tipped as much. They come to the machines and pay you by hand. Congratulations, and they bring a welcoming committee, and they count the money out for everyone to hear it in the whole casino. And that's another thing too. I wrote it down. Let me see if I wrote it down. I had a teller do something to me the other day. I thought it was great. I said, "Wow, that you're like the first teller." Of course, I didn't write his name down. I didn't write it down. I know what it was though. It was, I went to get money from a casino, first cashier. Look at this. First cashier ever said anything about being discreet. Roland at the South Point. Thank you, Roland. Again, I wrote his name down. So I go to the cashier, and I'm going to pull some money out of my account. Been really beating up South Point. So I said, give me a a good amount of money. I'm not going to say the amount. And he said, usually I put the money in the money counter, but it makes a lot of noise. You want to be discreet here and count this for you? I said, it's going to take you a bit, but go ahead, sure. I said, you know what? You're the first cashier that's ever told me that. You know, he used the word discreet. Because, you know, when you go to the cashier at a lot of these casinos, they go to the money counter, and it's, and you know, they might as well put on a microphone for everybody.
That's
so,
right.
And I just thought it was really cool what he did, counting out the money, taking the extra money, and of course I took care of them. I'm going to take care of them anyway. You know, it's one thing you can't do. You can't go to a cashier, and they don't know. In other words, let's say you have $20,000 in Circa and $20,000 in South Point, and you see some big plays, whatever it may be at Circa, and I lose. Well, now I'm down at Circa, or I'm taking money out to put money in another sports book, Westgate or something. You can't go to the counter and take 10 grand out and just stiff the cashier. Now, it doesn't mean I won. It just means I'm taking money out of there. So you have to give them money anyway. At least that's what I do, and I know a lot of the pros do. And you know what? I shouldn't say that. I really shouldn't say a lot of the pros do. I know Fezzik and I do that.
Yeah.
So Fezzik probably being more generous
than
me.
You guys are both very generous, yes.
Trust me, Fez is really more generous. I told you what happened one day here. All I did was transfer 10 between accounts, and he's like, I got to give him $20.
Yeah.
Fez, all he did was press a button. They didn't even take them. There wasn't physical money transaction. But anyway, it's an interesting thing. And so for next year, to go back to Buddhist Man, Happy New Year to him. He's been all year long. He's a really loyal person.
He's the best.
To Veasan.
He's awesome.
And to you.
Yeah.
And to me.
And hilarious, by the way, as well.
Yes. Really nice guy. Have I done things differently? No. I'm still hoping that something changes with this law.
You are a formed product, pretty much, in terms of your betting habits.
But it does make you think, if I didn't live in Nevada, we're one of the states that's really cracks down on people betting in foreign places, faraway places. That you normally say faraway places,
offshore, whatever.
Yeah. But I can understand how it would force people back offshore.
Are you going to gravitate towards prediction markets? Do you think?
I think Kalshi is definitely in my future here. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, for
That's
sure.
That's what I'm looking for.
For sure.
Yeah.
And someone I went to lunch with, a lawyer, and he sent me back a whole tech. He's a gambling lawyer too, and I'm sorry, I forget his name. I'm sorry, I know you watch. He's got like 400,000 followers on Twitter. He really said how the prediction markets are going to be the big thing for anyone that's serious in sports betting in the futures. There's no
the smartest
and you
sharpest.
Can carry over your losses. He said too. I didn't realize that because it's a prediction market slash your betting contracts, which almost is parallels to the stock market. You can carry over losses. I was like, I never even thought of this kind of thing. Because let me be blunt,
regulated by
lose.
The commodities exchange falls under a different umbrella. So they're here to stay.
Yes,
they're here to stay.
Yes.
Oregon leading 3-0 with an opening drive field goal, and then Texas Tech with a quick 3-and-out thereafter. Still over 9 minutes left in the first quarter when last I peaked. Coming back, more Unscripted with the Crack Man. On the other side, it's a numbers game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A numbers game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
ProfitX, the number one sports prediction market, has some of the best future pricing you'll find on college football national championship and Super Bowl odds. With a huge holiday slate shaping playoff seating, now's the perfect time to get in and take advantage of ProfitX's 20% purchase match. Download ProfitX today and experience the future of winning. Use promo code VSiN to get started. Gil Alexander, Bill Krakenberger in studio here at Circa. Staring into the sun, Bill, to try to figure out what's happening in the game. Oregon just with a 4th-and-2 conversion at midfield where they got 4 yards. They are matriculating the ball down the field once again. Their second drive got a field goal on their first drive, a 50-yarder. Texas Tech with a 3-and-out in between. 3-0 Ducks, and they're looking for more here in the second half of the first quarter, if you will. We get tweets beating the book. This is from Strong Capper, who says it's Count DeMonet, if you know, you know. Bill's video poker story. Count DeMonet, isn't that from History of the World? Count DeMonet, I believe. pardon me. Montreal Max follows up about his story. He said, no DM needed. What Austin's did was default on our phone accounts that were new. Then after he took a big stance on Cardinals beating Royals in 1985 World Series and staged a fake robbery on it. So Nevada Gaming Commission just wrote it off since phone account funds weren't tickets. The whole thing.
That's what happened. I never knew. Right? I knew about the stage fake robbery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cancer-free from stage four, NHL says the Stardust and Riviera Sportsbooks are literally across Las Vegas Boulevard from each other, and you can run across the street between books in about 30 seconds, almost always get an extra half point at one of them.
So cool. Great guys.
Chris of St. Bart's. Hey, Chris, what's happening, man? Chris says, agree 100% on a Crackman book. Thank you both for your generosity. Hope to finally say hi in person this year. Chris, I'd love that, man. Stop by. Say hello. Darren Frazier, the biggest conflict of 2026 so far. Do I have the volume up on the Oregon-Texas Tech game or Crackman segment? I wouldn't dare miss one of Crackman's amazing stories. Crackman wins. VSIN volume up.
Thanks.
All right, we'll give you the update on the
thanks, my man.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
What about, okay, you said you had some other stories.
Well, first, this person on Twitter, I've never met him, but he's a real loyal guy, Mikey Zill.
Yeah,
He just said he got a $1,500 hand pay this morning at Beau Rivage. No paperwork. So that was good. It's actually working already. Today's the first day. So I believe 2026 it went into effect. So thank you very much. Going back to that person that asked about the hopper fill, that was in Atlantic City 30 years ago, 30 plus years ago. And that's when I first learned, I knew Advantage Gambling, I knew Advantage Blackjack, but I didn't know Advantage Machines and Advantage Gambling as far as sports go. And I went down to Atlantic City based on someone else telling me, hey, go down to Atlantic City. Something's going on there in this bank of blackjack machines. And I won't get into the whole thing, just a synopsis here. Got real lucky. An older gentleman, it's like 1 or 2 in the morning, older gentleman got up from the end machine. Me sitting down on that machine changed my life because the guy next to me
was an
Advantage sports bettor. He worked at Resorts.
That's right.
He was actually working for Resorts Casino. He was in charge of the blackjack card counting team internally. They also count cards also, not just the customers. So it's not as much now. Now they just teach the floor people to count, which, again, you can learn 90% of what I know in a 3-4 hour internet session for free, just reading on the internet. So anyway, that guy, Frank, changed my life. He showed me about Advantage sports betting, showed me about the bonuses, the sports books. This is the early sports books, like English sports betting, Rick's and of course, there was the Chris sports book. There was a lot of sports books back then offering giant, giant bonuses, 100% matches, 50% matches. So they're giving you the money at the beginning. But then again, a lot of those offshore, not them. Yes, they're included. English sports betting screwed me. Dennis Ataya out of Pennsylvania screwed me and a lot of people out of money in the end. It's amazing all the money he made back in the business in the day. That he would screw people in the end. A lot of books in Antigua screwed people. A lot of books in, these startup books, they just didn't pay. That's why I refuse to post up anywhere. I'm not posting up my money up anywhere. I'm done with that.
The amazing thing about that story, though, always about the slot machine where you sat down at that one moment in time. I always think these kinds of things in life are, it's the old sliding doors thing for those who have seen the movie. Had you sat at a different slot machine?
Yep.
Had you sat at that same one, but an hour later.
Sure.
Your entire life can be traced to that moment.
Absolutely.
That decision.
I really believe that's exactly what happened that day. I would never be here sitting with you if it wasn't for sitting on that slot machine. Life is about a lot of luck sometimes.
It is. It's a lot
of... people say you make your own luck. Well, I want to tell you something.
You do
life
and you don't.
Life is about a lot of luck also. Being in the right place at the right time, connections, knowing the right people, talking with confidence, act as if, just being a strong personality. Life's about a lot of luck too, though.
And there's a whole other thing that we don't acknowledge also, which was, sort of the theme of Malcolm Gladwell's book Outliers, which is we also don't realize that our set of circumstances, we like to think as human beings, we are 100% responsible for everything that ends up happening to us. When in fact, as he was pointing out in that book, we are not. So for example, I'll give the most sports related example of it was, why are there so many Canadian hockey players in the NHL? And the answer is not as simple as you think. Or no, why are there so many Canadian hockey players born in certain months? And the answer is because in Canada, when they're playing juniors, it's all calendar year based. So if you're let's say you're born in January of 1985, you are playing with kids who are born in December of 1985. And so the kids who are when you're growing up, you're physically smaller oftentimes when you're born later.
Right.
And so those that are older and are physically stronger, January, February, March born, when you're paired with all those people in your calendar year, you end up gaining confidence and playing on winning hockey teams. And it's just a snowball that ends up propelling you then to high school teams, into all-star teams, into hockey, into professional hockey leagues, then to the NHL. So all kinds of things. And those, his point is, you don't have control necessarily over your outcome. That's just one example of many.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I thought that was interesting. By the way, real quick update. Oregon did convert one fourth down, a fourth and two at the midfield. Then the subsequent to that, deeper into Texas Tech territory, they tried to convert a fourth and one. Stuffed.
Wow.
So Texas Tech back with the ball late first quarter. So unders looking good early in this one, 3-0.
Yeah, Ducks. The live line's 44. So yeah. It was 51 pre-flop.
Yep.
Speaking about luck, and this is something that a lot of math guys will disagree with. And, you know, maybe it's just me being a street guy. I do believe that some people are luckier than others.
We've talked about this before.
And I've talked about last week. Randy McKay gets off my show, and I may have said it on your show. I don't
great
know.
Great gambler, but also, like, I say this about Fezzik too.
Yeah.
Really smart at math, also the luckiest dude you'll ever meet.
Yeah, no, there's something to this with this guy that won 14 cars, by the way. And so yesterday, I talked to him about this. I said, Randy, you probably never heard this term before. And I don't know. I'm not cursing on the show, but a busted ASS. you could probably say that. Okay. That's an old New York term, you know. And he has one. So last week, he gets off my podcast, and he's looking for an advantage of machines, going through advantage banks and machines. And he sees one that's $30 a spin, and he says, you know what? It's a lot of money per spin, but there's two bonuses on this machine that I have to play just to get off. I do have the bankroll for this. So he's looking to win $1,000 or $2,000, a couple thousand, and he winds up winning the grand jackpot for $53,000.
Of course he does.
$53,000. It's his biggest score he's ever made on a reel.
Yeah.
And he's just a lucky guy. Just now, granted, he has losses. He's had losses of $20,000 and $30,000 chasing $100,000 video poker jackpots, but he has much more wins. You have to have the bankroll to withstand that kind of a swing, which he does. And yeah, just very interesting how we talk about people being luckier than others. And, you know, it's like the Eddie Mush from the Bronx Tale, Eddie Montero, I think was his name.
Yeah.
You know, Eddie, and that, by the way, people that watched Bronx Tale, that really is the real Eddie. You know, De Niro and Chaz Palminteri, they were looking for an actor. They said, why don't we just get Eddie from the neighborhood?
He's the real guy.
Yeah. We can find him. They got Eddie. And that is the real Eddie Mush. Eddie was so jinxed in life. Even, I said this in this spot before, Our Lady of Montcalm Church in the Bronx there, He's on the church steps, and he dies, and they put him in the casket. They walk him down the steps, put him in the back of the hearse. Hearse pulls away, flat tire. I mean, that's just Eddie's. That's just the way.
You know what Fezzik was at? I don't want to leave the Fezzik thing hanging, but Fezzik, who is an actuary by trade, knows his math. People could say what they will, but certainly you can't question him on his ability to discern mathematics when it comes to betting and beyond. But he will even, because I said he's also the luckiest dude. We call him the luck box, right? But you know what he will say? He will be like, you're right, but it's funny because he has periods of years where his luck drastically swings. So he can pinpoint like a 6-year period in his betting career where he had terrible luck, which changed to a 5-year period where he had amazing luck.
That just sounds like variance then.
He said he runs good and then he runs bad for amazingly lengthy periods of time.
I'm talking about people that are lucky in life continually. Yeah, there's no bad luck 6-year streaks.
That's right.
You know, so and they just run into things all the time. So let's listen. I got to be honest with you. I think you and I are lucky. I do. I think we're look where we are.
Yeah.
Look what we're doing.
Oh, grateful
look
for
at the
all.
Outreach. We're
grateful
just lucky.
For all.
There's a lot of, you know, I'm not saying.
A little more to it than luck, but yes, lucky as well.
Sure. I get it.
Sure, but absolutely lucky luck as well. Absolutely there is. Got to acknowledge that. Coming back more with the Crack Man, unscripted on a numbers game right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Back on the Numbers Game, live from Circa Resort Casino, downtown Las Vegas. Gil Alexander. Kelly's behind the glass because Crack is in with us right now. By the way, you can follow Bill on Twitter at Bill Crackman with a K. Name of his podcast is Wise Cracks with Bill Krakenberger. John Orlando does a great job with Bill every single episode of that. By the way, update again now. We are through one quarter of this Oregon-Texas Tech game. I'm looking at the board with Ole Miss on it. Oregon-Texas Tech. Texas Tech with a second consecutive three and out, their first two drives of this game. And now Oregon with their first three and out of the game. So field goal on the opening drive for the Ducks. Then they were stymied on a fourth and one deep in Texas Tech territory. And now a three and out. 3-0 at the end of the first quarter with Texas Tech primed to get the football back. So unders, if you made first quarter bets, unders cash, easy peasy in the end. And Oregon gets the money if you bet the first quarter in this one, the second of the four quarterfinals after that awesome Miami-Ohio State game yesterday. We get tweets at Beating the Book. This is from Jordan. Let me find the right. I've scrolled away from it. Jordan Pagel. Glad to hear I wasn't the only one who struggled on futures this year. Not only was it my first losing year betting win total since I started during COVID, but I'm 1-8 with the Niners alt over still pending, ready to put this season behind me. Yeah, Jordan, it happens to the best of us, man. Jeffrey S. DeVore, speaking of CSI, grow the beard out a little bit with those dark rimmed glasses, Gil. You start looking more like Gil Grissom every day from CSI. Happy New Year to the best morning show around. Thank you, Jeffrey S. DeVore. And you know, you could do worse looking like Gil Grissom. Is Gil Grissom still with us, by the way? I'm curious. This is for you, Billy. This is from I Can Call You Betty. Can you ask Crack his thoughts about states like Connecticut that are sending cease and desist memos to prediction market companies like Kalshi? Any opinion on that?
Wow, it's going to happen more and more. I did not know about Connecticut doing that. Any area that you have the tribal gaming councils and tribal gaming, I'm sure California has led the way with that. Interesting, but they're not going to cease and desist. They would take a federal mandate. I will say it again.
I think the sacrificial lamb will be the sweepstakes loophole, right? So I think that loophole will go away. But the prediction markets, which again are regulated on a federal level by the Commodities Exchange and have Donald Trump Jr. on their boards, there is nothing these legalized sports books can do about them. That's just my opinion. We'll see. The RGB, the social beacon. Happy New Year to everyone. No way I could miss a numbers game and Crack today. May all your tickets and spins cash. Hopefully Kelly makes it the year without being banned from another blackjack room.
What a cool photo he sent.
Yeah, man. He's got the Oregon game up. He's got us up on the screen.
That's awesome.
Love it. Joe C, 714, a buddy from Southern Cali, says, is Bovada still a good offshore book?
Bovada. That was the old Calvin Air book. You know, it's funny. I actually knew Calvin back when I used to write for a website, and we used to go down to Costa Rica, Antigua, Curacao for the solvency of sports books. I have been with Calvin multiple times. He back in the day, he owned the Big Book, Mayan, and Grand Prix casinos, and then he got in a lot of trouble. But then he went on the front of Forbes magazine as a billionaire bookmaker, and he got himself in trouble. I don't know who owns the book anymore, but at one time they used two different sets of lines. So one for the sharps, anyone with a pulse, and one for Joe Public.
Yeah.
They used two sets of lines. They limited people. I can't recommend really any sports book offshore that I don't know. Like, of course, the bookmaker brand has been around for years. They're a billionaire sports book there.
But you know, bookmaker ain't what it used to be either. Like 6-7 years ago, they had so many more markets.
The juice at a lot of the books,
has
changed dramatically. Wider markets. If you look at the pinnacles and stuff, it's just the markets are so much. Used to be like 103 each way, now it's 104 each way. I told you I was privy to a partner meeting down there in Curacao, and they were going to 101 juice, like. That since they sold the guys that own Pinnacle, it's owned by someone else now. The markets have gotten worse and worse, and the different available bets have gotten worse. They used to have so many different type of bets. They don't even offer this kind of betting anymore. It's gotten worse and worse. You're absolutely right. But as far as the financial book that's the only one that I really know that has a ton of money, and they're not supposed to stiff anybody. So
yeah,
I can't tell you about Calvin Ayer and what he's doing now, but that was a book. It was called Bodog back in the day before it was Bovada.
Bodog back in the day, remember that?
That's it.
Bovada. I mean, there are markets, right? Like during the Super Bowl when we do like national anthems and halftimes, they're great for that kind of stuff.
Right. Not well, that's something we don't. I thought we were going to get that here. I really thought we're going to get more of that here.
Yeah. Not like they're going to let you bet a lot, but at least they exist.
Right.
Is what I'm saying.
Right.
This is, by the way, Aaron Schatz pointing out on Twitter, by the way, Rich PSM making us aware of this, about the MVP discussion in the National Football League, complicating the MVP discussion even more. He says Matthew Stafford, this is Aaron Schatz talking, Matthew Stafford has played the third hardest schedule of opposing pass defenses. Drake May has played the easiest schedule of opposing pass defenses. Yeah, we'll get Aaron Schatz on the show. He is a AP voter for all the awards, and we will get Mike Sando on as well to talk awards in the National Football League. He is a voter as well, so looking forward to that. By the way, Texas Tech, second play of their third drive, Baron Morton throws a pick. Brandon Finney Jr. comes up with it. Oregon set up at the Texas Tech 33, but they're going to be held to a field goal try. Actually, they're bounced out into punt formation, I think, right? Did they get knocked down? Just punted away. So 3-0 with 12:55 left in the second quarter. Oregon stopped once on a 4th-and-1 deep in Texas Tech territory, and now set up at the 33, not only couldn't get into the end zone, but got backed out of field goal range. So there we go. Texas Tech, for their part, has not been able to do anything on the offensive end. 2 3-and-outs and a pick on their 3 drives.
You'll have a little advice for people.
Please.
Get yourself a win-loss statement. Here we are at the end of the year. Get yourself a win-loss statement from every casino you played in throughout the year. I want you to do this not for taxes, but for your own good, for your own sanity, or insanity, I should say. So what I'm saying is, you know, we as gamblers, our mind is, we just remember that big win or winning money or making a score. Like I always say, I draw a parallel to a drug addict going to get a drug. The high is not only getting the drug, is running for the drug. It's the process of getting the drug, the routine. It's actually a sickness, but it's just, that's part of the high is doing that. So get yourself win-loss statements no matter what. It has nothing to do with taxes. Just ask every casino for one. They'll send you one. It's on their app. It's a lot easier to obtain this than you think. Now, why am I saying this? Well, I want you to look at your losses cumulatively between the casinos. I want you to know how much money you lose that you don't realize. You just remember that big win. You don't remember the small losses. So you won 4,000 one trip. You've been chasing that one. You lose 200 one day, lose 700 one day, lose 500. These are all different casinos that you go to. Look what you do by the end of the year and let it get to you if it does get to you. Because some people do this for entertainment. It's different.
Yeah.
Entertainment-wise, all right, you have fun. People go to the movies. People go on vacation. People spend money out and shopping. If that's your entertainment, fine, so be it. However, if you're seriously looking at the end of the year where your bankroll is, where your money is, I want you to look at those win-loss statements. They're easy to get. By the way, also on your sportsbook apps, your sportsbooks will all tell you what your win-loss is also. Just do the little work. They don't like giving it to you. Trust me. By the way, the casinos do not want you to have these, but you're legally entitled to get them. I want you to do that just to see how much money you blow during the year gambling.
I'm glad you said that. New Year's Day is a great time to mention that. Dr. Bob, in my many years working with him, always used to say that about your sports betting ledger as well, which is learn, you know, do an autopsy on all your bets, sport by sport, type of bet within each sport, because only then will you realize what you're good at and then what you're not so good at and try to figure out from that point, why is it that I'm not good at these certain things?
That's great.
Is it something that I want to continue doing? Do I have a fix for it? Or is it something that I completely want to avoid? If you treat it that way, you'll be that much better of a better in all this.
Yeah, and that's actually good to eliminate things you're worse at. Now, listen, it takes a lot of work, but if you're serious, you got to do it.
One of the great examples of it is some of the golf bettors. I think Matt Brown was super open about this. He was like, I realized I was just betting way too many futures. Like I had this massive leak on golf futures that I had to pare back. That's just one example.
And I have to add, I had so many things to talk about. This hour's up?
I'm sorry.
No, it's impossible.
I had football
updates.
Thought
we were like 9:30. I thought it was like halfway through the show. I looked up. I said, got 30 seconds for the whole hour? Jesus. Yeah. All right. Well, I'll see you guys next week.
I like a good defensive battle. Can't wait to watch this. Oregon and Texas Tech. Don't forget, John Hansen with Prop Points is next. John's got Tom Brawley on with his best NFL prop bets, followed by Money Moves with JVT. Then stick around for Follow the Money with Mitch and Paul at 4 p.m. Eastern. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Happy New Year to you. Enjoy.